Morning Ireland, it's 12 minutes past eight and I'm joined in our studio here by the RTE Investigates reporter Barry O'Kelly. His documentary on the anti-migrant protests that have been taking place around the country goes out on RTE One television tonight after the 9 o'clock news. And it includes scenes from the rioting that broke out in North Dublin last July at the former Crown Paints site in Coolock, a site that had been earmarked for housing asylum seekers. As I said, Barry O'Kelly is with me. 6 months, long 6 months of hard work, Barry. How would you sum up what you've found?
Well, as you say, for several months we've been following several key protests which have been organised against housing international applicants in certain areas. It's been something of a roller coaster journey which has taken us from fiery but peaceful events in many locations to scenes of disorder, violence and rioting. These were some of the biggest and most contentious protest marches to date, and they've taken place amid increasing numbers of asylum seekers arriving into the country, with an average of 400 people per week seeking asylum since February. That's almost double last year's figure.
Yes, and as we know from, you know, the scenes that people will have seen online, the stories that have been reported, the political discussions that have taken place, centres for asylum seekers, they're not always welcomed in communities.
Indeed. The problem is that many local communities do not want this type of accommodation in their areas. Many people attending these protests have got genuine concerns about a lack of resources and about what they say is a lack of meaningful consultation. One area where that has been particularly pronounced is Coolock. Our documentary follows the journey of those trying to develop the former Crown Paints site in Coolock. It's one of 200 places around the country which have been designated for asylum applicants. In the case of Coolock, 574 asylum seekers are due to be housed there. And tonight we'll see clearly the fierce opposition of some to those plans.
Because, I mean, again, Coolock has been in the news quite a lot, but people will remember, won't they? It was fairly recent, the rioting that broke out mid-July, July the 15th, I think, and you were there.
Yes, yes. We witnessed at first hand the disturbances inside the site, where on that day, for more than 5 hours, the complex and those inside it effectively came under siege. There was, of course, a lot of tension at the entrance beforehand. For more than 100 days, the entrance of the Crown Paints site had been blocked by protesters. But in the early hours of July 15th, Paul Collins, who's the leaseholder, who has an agreement with the state to provide accommodation there, he and his team gained access when the blockade was lifted with the support of the Garda Public Order Unit. The workers immediately entered the site. They installed new security fencing. But over the following hours, chaos unfolded as more and more protesters arrived. And when I was there filming, the railings were torn down. Security staff were chased and assaulted. And equipment and bedding were set alight, at one point creating a 40-foot high inferno at the site entrance.
So you were able to film a lot of this and you were also able to record. I mean, there was quite an amount of verbal abuse.
Yes, I mean, the abuse was simply shocking, unbelievable. During our time on the site, the workers, many of whom are not Irish, were repeatedly threatened and received vile abuse. Following much discussion, RTÉ has made an editorial decision to include several of those scenes in tonight's documentary. They do feature highly offensive language with minimal blurring. That decision wasn't taken lightly, but it was felt that in the public interest, viewers can access the nature and see the nature of the aggression and intimidation. We're going to play you now a selection of the abuse we saw, and I should warn listeners, this makes for difficult listening. And afterwards, we'll hear the reaction of Paul Collins, the leaseholder.
Just before we play that, by the way, just again, I know you've given that warning, but especially if people have young children listening, they just may want to take that into consideration for the next minute or so. So with that said, yes, let's hear what you recorded.
You're the wrong idiot. Burn, baby, burn.
Wanted in this country, do you not understand that? You're not wanted in this country. None of you are wanted, you dirty, filthy.
I'm gonna find out where each and every one of you live. Think we won't find you, because
go back to your f***ing country!
Push me and I'll break your f***ing jaw, I'm telling you.
Kind of hard to listen to them kind of saying, you know, to your staff and even to myself. You know, we'll follow you home. I think the chant is Burn, Baby, Burn.
Burn, Baby, Burn. Paul Collins talking to you about some of the abuse that was hurled at them. And I mean, but it's not just Coolock you're focusing on in tonight's RTE Investigates documentary, Barry.
Yes, we went to a variety of different locations. And one of those is Ballyogan in South Dublin, which currently houses international protection applicants. And there has been some strong opposition among some people there as well. Workers and asylum seekers arriving at the site frequently have faced severe intimidation and harassment, including having their images and personal information posted online. In the next clip, we're going to include just a flavour of that abuse, followed by the voices of the asylum seekers themselves, who talk about the impact of that type of behaviour.
You're not welcome here. Get out of our country. Go home.
Yes.
Go home. Bring them home. Straight to the airport.
You aren't coming in, boys. Back to the airport.
To just make you feel you don't belong here, you don't deserve protection. Every time you want to go out of the facility, you're always being careful. You don't know what you're going to face today. You don't know who's going to harass you today. The people out there telling you, f*** off, go away.
They'll be taking your pictures, your videos, unknowingly.
I'm frustrated, I'm depressed. I've got nobody here. It's just me.
There are certainly strong contributions. So RTE Investigates inside the protests. How can people see it, Barry?
It's on
RTE1?
RTE1 935 and on the RTE player.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us about that. That's the RTE Investigates reporter, Barry O'Kelly. The time now, 19 minutes past 8.